March 13, 2023, it's a Watch for Pedro show.
On the more private thing for myself, on the cover of an Albert Eiler record released in Denmark was a story that you once should have had a dream in which you were playing like Albert Eiler. That's what the story said.
No kidding. Who wrote that?
I don't know. Just somebody who wrote a liner notes.
Well, it's kind of true. It's really true. Because I had a dream once, and the whole band was playing like that. You know? And I don't know whether I was in the band, but I felt the band was mine or I was in it, but I was watching this band, you know? I had a dream like that around 1957, you know? And the whole band, man, had that kind of sound. So that's really true.
No, it was more or less suggested that you had that dream after you had heard Albert Eiler.
Well, see? Yeah, well, it happened before. I had it before then.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I had it before.
It's different.
I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming. I felt it was coming. I didn't know. I don't know the future, but I felt this was coming.
Because it's the only thing we have left that resembles you.
Pedro Show. Happy Monday, people. Started off with, John Coltrane talking to Michael DeRuyter about a dream he had about Albert Ayler. July 27th, 1965. And then Klein Quartet, Borsching Car. And because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I got with me Scotty Irvin, all the way from parts east of Pedro. Welcome aboard, Scotty. Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little.
I'm not as west of you as Brother Kawabata.
No, not that far.
Which kind of plugs into some music we're going to hear a little later. But first I want to talk about the new album. How long has it been since the last Quartet album?
It was November 3rd. I remember the date because that's Godzilla's birthday. Ha ha. 2021.
Yes.
That's right. It was in the fall.
Yep. So it's a year and a half ago. So
yeah, I'm not the quickest person as far as getting new releases out. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, Mr. Wells learned us no wine before it's time.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I'm going to go with what you said. Yeah, good.
I think that was his last work, right? I think it was Masson Brothers or some two-buck chuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, what has happened? What has transpired in that year and a half to make this Klein Quartet record different than that one?
Well, let me see. I don't know if I had made the announcement. I'm not doing live shows at the moment. As a matter of fact, it's going on a year. I decided to stop doing live shows for several reasons. One, I felt I'd actually kind of gotten to a creative standstill on that. Am I saying I'll never do another live show? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying, but at the moment, I don't really know where to take the show. And honestly, from a spiritual point of view, I feel like I'm being led to do more recording now. And I'm discovering creativity in this field that I never had before. So I have a tendency to focus more on that. And, well, it hasn't made me a machine as far as getting these things released. But I've discovered a lot of things with the previous release, and I think this current release will also showcase a few things that maybe people have never heard from me before. So I'm hoping people will see what it is that I am trying to achieve that's different from what they've heard from me before. The previous, you know, it's been 26 years since I started doing this. And for the most part, I had quite a few releases out, but it was mostly a live show. And I don't know. I just feel like I need to pursue something different. I felt like I was just repeating myself over and over. So,
okay. Speaking of which, repeating, how in the nuts and bolts of how you made it? Was there a difference?
Well, this is something different. I actually joined the 2000s. I have a Porta Studio from a company called Tascam. I had a cassette version that I used for about 30 plus years. And, I had it long enough that I managed to bypass needing a CD version. I now have a digital version.
You leapfrogged.
I sure did. I told Benji Johnson, I said, the next time I bring something into you, it'll be digital. And he says, it just doesn't sound right hearing you use that word. I said, yeah, I know. I said, I can't quite get the mouth to form that word anyway. But yeah, bringing it in last time, it was so much fun because it took so less time, you know,
but
the recording sounded so much better, even if it was me. I never realized just how much easier it would be, you know, it's just funny.
You mean, you know, both records
that I hold out for, so it's my own fault. So
that's okay. Let me get this straight though. You're saying that last record and this record were both recorded at your pad?
Well, actually, most everything that I've ever recorded has been recorded to an extent at the house and would be finished at Benji's studio. This particular one, however, was actually recorded exclusively at home. That's a first.
Okay, okay. You
know? And that doesn't mean I won't be using Benji's studio any longer. Oh, he knows better than that. Sorry, well, Benji.
No, no. Much respect, Brother Benji. But what I'm curious about is, did he mix it, or did you mix it also besides recording?
It was a joint thing, no doubt about it. And his expertise in this field, I just, you know, anytime he comes up with a suggestion, I will always listen to him because this is something he does for a living. And the man's got a set of ears that I think are made out of gold. So believe me, I'm going to pay attention to what he says. And he knows what I'm doing. He knows, to an extent, he knows what I'm doing in ways a little better than even I know what I'm doing. So, you know, he has good advice. I'm going to listen to him. You know, plus, I think it's a good excuse for him to do something weird. So.
Yeah, which is always good and healthy.
Yeah.
Now, exactly. Did you rap about it before you gave him the tracks that you recorded?
Well, I mean, I told him a little bit of what to expect, which, granted, he kind of knows what to expect with me anyway, which to an extent is expect the unexpected. But, you know, I told him, I said, there's a few things this round that are going to be somewhat similar to the last release and at the same time maybe not so similar. I mentioned that, you know, there would still be there'd be some vocals, actual vocals. I said, for the second time, I'm going to use a lyric sheet.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, that's the release that we're talking about from 2021.
Yes.
Judge Thy Neighbor, Love Thyself. That was the first time I ever used a lyric sheet ever.
Right.
So, this one's going to have one too. Will I continue pursuing things with lyrics like this? I don't know, but that's what happened. And I wanted to go ahead and do it again. This one is not quite as song-oriented as Judge Thy Neighbor was, but it's still, you know, with various instruments, and I still thought it needed to be heard by someone other than just me. And like I said, Benji's expertise in this field, yeah, absolutely. I wanted somebody to help me finish it. It was, you know, he knows what he's doing, ultimately.
Yeah, well, man, I saw what he did with our stuff we'll talk about later with the Spirit of Hamlet.
Yes.
But
yes.
I'm curious, did you conceive of this as one big piece, or was it more of a collection of tunes?
Actually, what I sat down to do, I had an idea of two pieces originally, and then just decided what I was going to add on. It was kind of in increments. Not so much one particular piece, the side, if this is going to be a side one, side two thing, there is a cassette release going to be released on this. Side two has one very lengthy piece. That's actually the very first thing that I planned on recording, though it wound up being one of the last things I recorded. But the idea for that was actually one of the first things I came up with. I'm not really sure why I waited until later to record it, but I've learned not to explain myself. I can't even explain myself to me. So
I found out with a lot of creative thing with artists, big deal is getting out of the way of yourself.
Yeah, and I have to push myself out of the way of myself quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
I have to unthink.
Yeah. I think that's kind of part of the dilemma, you know. I've been reading all these bios on John Coltrane, and it seems he had to tackle that stuff too. Look, I think what the tune you're referring to is the one you said in an email to me. You referred to it as epic.
Yeah, jokingly as epic. Yeah, as my epic.
So, yeah, but
I'm glad you didn't take that too seriously.
No, but you know, it made perfect sense. I went and listened to it again right after you said that, or I read that, and yeah. So you thematically you had that in your head, but in actuality you didn't bring it to last.
But yeah, exactly.
Maybe it informed all the other pieces.
Precisely, and let me give. Hold on, I've got a little bit of information here, but I can actually read that'll make this sound a little bit less mumbo jumbo. What the piece actually is, the original idea was based on, it's called Friends Become Enemies. It's taken from Psalm 55, verses 12 through 16.
Yeah.
Then I also use something, Purification by Fire, which is Ezekiel 22, 17 through 22. And lastly, Prayer for Peace, which is based on Psalm 139. I'll give you a summary of all of this. There have been a lot of things. I won't get too deep into this because I don't want to get too heavy-handed here. But a lot of the things that I have covered Clan Quartet-wise are at odds with many of my fellow Christians. Some of the topics that I cover, I cover them a bit differently than some of my fellow Christians, and we are at odds. I'll just put it that way. I don't mean we're fighting with each other, but there are times I feel like they are quite upset with me, and I do feel like to an extent that I am, I guess, maybe making enemies out of them to an extent, because I know that there's some who have, I hate to say this, but there's some that have stopped talking to me. They've done the old Facebook unfriend thing, you know, and that kind of thing.
I think young people these days say, yeah. Scotty, I think young people these days, they say ghost.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as a noun.
My age, I don't know what they call it.
I'm not saying as a noun. I'm saying as a verb, they ghost you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know what you mean. Okay. I know what you mean. Yeah.
I hear that. Why
the thing is, a lot of these people are my age. I don't know what they would call it.
Well, you know, sometimes people try to be from the wrong age by appropriating other people's spiel. And this is just a guess on my part, but I bet you there's a lot of misunderstanding probably involved.
Yeah. I'd like to think so. And
that's me giving them the benefit of a doubt, okay? Look, I want to play With Weariness and Heavy Heart.
Are not like yours, and that I'm going to spend eternity in hell. Help me to forgive them and praise you. Help me to be ready to die for you at any time. Death comes so much easier these days. I feel I have more enemies than ever before. Most of them call me friend to my face. Loving my enemy is more complicated than it's ever been. Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death,
death, life, somewhere. It took this long to recognize a third state of existence, the correction of an uncertainty, and the certainty of who she was. The establishment of an idea that provided disillusioned souls of the world the option of another ultimate disappointment. D. The equation would then be E equals MC squared over D. And June. Yes, her name was June.
elsewhere. Planet reboot. Sunbeam and light wind.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Clan Quartet doing With Weariness and Heavy Heart. Scotty's new album. Decline, Fall, Relativity. This is Spotsky. Some of the last stuff he put up on the internet before he had to leave us. A Spirit of Hamlet after that. This is something we're going to get into, people, because I got to collab with Scotty Irvin here. I got to follow his lead, people. $2 Dinosaur, which I think is kind of self-evident title. I think there was an actual $2 Dinosaur involved or something.
Yes, you can explain it later. First off, I wanted to say I'm giving my condolences. You played, you know, that track by your friend and everything, and I know that he was very close with you, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you would have loved him, Scotty. He was good people, really good people.
Maybe he can listen upstairs, as we call it.
Yep.
Okay, now, about the $2 Dinosaur, I'm going to give a brand name. Some of you people might actually be familiar with. It's a long-running company that was based in Hong Kong, long before Made in China was as popular as it is now. But it's called Imperial Toys. These guys made, I couldn't tell you the number of different things, but one of the main things that they had at one time was, you guessed it, plastic dinosaurs. And a lot of them are kind of collector's items. You go on eBay and you find some of them, and people are charging some pretty outrageous amounts. Well, long story short, I went in a Goodwill store one day and found one of those collector's items for $2. I said, you're coming home with me, baby.
Okay, after that, that's great.
Believe somebody brought that here, and I said, well, hey, that's their loss. It's mine. So, you know.
We Jam Econo is not just a slogan, people.
Yeah, exactly. Works on plastic dinosaurs, too.
99 letters after that with Kodo Wo Narsu. People, Kodo's kind of a, what do you call it? Like a zither in Japan. They play them on New Year's. You'll hear the music over the speakers at the mall. It's very pretty and relaxing. Kato Hideki after that with Hope and Despair. Sawako from her new album, Tiny Conjunctions, a tune. Which is trippy because she's got a couple of these tunes got a band going. Usually Feel records, right? Mizutama Shobodan with Muddy Knife. This has an early band of Tenko, an incredible singer out of Tokyo. Makoto Kawabata, one member of Spirit of Hamlet, people, with
a man.
Category Joker. This is him, Man Alone, on the guitar there. I remember he wrote us an email, right? He said, I'm an old man who lives on a mountain. I'll never forget that. A Vast Tight String Conspiracy, Hell's Kitchen from Benji. And his other proj, The Sonic Prophets with All the Kids. And finally, Strike It Rich, Spirit of Hamlet. This is the first time I heard Scotty. Benji comes and brings his voice to our drums and bass.
Yeah.
That was a trip. Tell people about Spirit of Hamlet.
Yes, indeed, man. It was funny because, you know, he's worked with me so many years, and he knows kind of what I like to bring in and stuff like that, but he was listening to this, and it's not that I didn't think he would be, you know, I didn't think that he would even be interested in participating in this, but when he brought it up, I'm like, well, yeah, sure. And I'm like, are you sure you want to do this? You know, and funny thing is, now that he's on it, I'm like, why did I say that to him earlier? Why did I not invite him earlier? Just, you know, anyway, he's there. I'm glad he's there, and yeah.
Brother Scotty, we got to enlighten the listeners to exactly how this project came about and stuff.
Well, this guy named Mac Watt, I think, he's a bass player. I think you've heard of him. No, seriously, it was the very first show that I did for you, the radio show.
Yep.
I think it was right before I got off the phone with you. You were very kind about my appearance on there, and you said, hey, I'd love to collaborate sometime. And I almost dropped the computer. I have to tell you, that first show, I was scared to death. Because, you know, I've never talked to you before, and, hey, you're a giant in the music world, but you don't have a giant head, and that's wonderful. You're not like that at all. But you know, I didn't really, you know, I was just so relieved that I'd gotten through the show and everything. But then you said that, and I'm like, wow, Mike Watt wants me to play something with him? You know, so I had to go a little fanboy there for a little bit. Sorry about that. Anyway, but I thought, well, I don't want to just get him involved in Clang Quartet. That's too much a personal thing. That's too much me. I thought, well, let's see. I know somebody else that would be perfect for this. And I've had the pleasure of playing Clang Quartet shows and also playing one-on-one shows with Makoto Kawabata, not only with just himself, but he would also, of course, be playing with Acid Mother's Temple. I've had the pleasure of being on stage with them as well, which is a total, complete trip, let me tell you. It's almost like, just imagine being on stage with like someone like Hawkwind or something like that. I mean, you know, it's that epic. It's just beautiful. But yeah, we played several dates together in Japan when I did the Clang Quartet tour back, oh my goodness, it's been almost 10 years now. But I thought, yeah, this is a great chance to get him involved. And then, you know, Benji's listening to everything that we're doing, and he said, you know, I'm hearing some vocals on some of these, or he wanted to contribute some guitar. And then he says, I'm hearing some vocal places on some of these. And I thought, you know, Benji needs to get more involved in this if he really wants to. And, of course, you guys were like, oh, yeah, sure. So I'm like, well, hey, everybody's unanimous. Come on in, Benj. So, you know, it was great. And, I, you know, no regrets. The regrets would have been not getting him involved.
Yeah, so organically this trip came together.
Yeah, it was great.
Without a lot of reading tea leaves and shit, just going for it. Learning by doing, right?
Whooping! Exactly.
Look, we're
I have to say this. Yeah. Benji's met you, and he knows me.
I gave him a tour of Pedro.
Makoto's met me, but he's never met Benji or you. And, you know, it's just so funny that the four of us have never actually met each other.
Well,
and yet, miracle of the internet, here we are.
That's what I was going to say. You don't have to just use the internet to spread lies and hate. You can do good stuff like this.
Really? Darn. I was going to go on a tangent after this radio show was over. Man, you messed up my day. Nah, man, I love it. Seriously, I totally agree with you, and I'm so glad that that's available.
Yep,
you
absolutely. We're at the end of the first hour. There's positive things
that can be done, you know.
I got a scissors right here because we're at the end of the first hour, March 13th, 2023 edition Watt Pedro Show. Special guest, Scotty Irvin. Hold tight for hour two. March 13th, 2023. It's the second hour of Watt from Pedro Show.
dream? Is this even sleep? Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show start off the second hour. Scotty was talking about earlier the epic tune of the new album, Clay Quartet. Friends Become Enemies, People, Psalm 55, 12, 16. Purification by Fire, Ezekiel 22, 17, 22. Prayer for Peace, Psalm 139. Clay Quartet. Alexander Hack after that, out of Berlin with his big piece about this imaginary young man growing up. This is Maschinen. Alexander also plays the nice about Neubauten, which.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm so glad you played me right before that, man. I'm honored.
Oh, yeah. Well, it goes together, I think. And then Puppet Midnight out of England with. This is just a one man, a bass man, a lone band. Do puppets dream a wooden sheet? And then finally, one of the instrumentals from the new Spirit of Hamlet record, March of Rain. Yeah.
My marching band days suddenly crept back in there, which was, you know, part of that has to do with the fact that I grew up in a town, largely grew up in a town called Candor, which is not even 16 miles from Hamlet.
Okay.
You know, that had something to do with that.
Absolute. Because you ended up, you know, you get done putting a record together, people, sometimes the tunes ain't got titles yet. Scotty provided the titles. So I was curious about this one, March of Rain.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I came up with that. Maybe I did come up with that title. The March part was just based off of the fact that, you know, the drum beat sounded like marching.
Yeah, right.
I hate to say it. This doesn't sound very inspired, but I think it was raining that day. So, whoopee. Sorry.
You were documenting the moment. You were the Mr. Documenter. You were the documenter. It's like, but look, we should explain to listeners this record was put together. And, you know, of course, we were all in different parts of different countries and stuff like that. But also the order. It wasn't like the guitar keyboard. Sending out chord charts. This record originated with the drum. It was the drum tracks first, people, and I played to them. Then we gave it to the guitar man.
Yeah. To quote from Star Wars, you are far too trusting.
Look, I was so happy with it.
When you guys asked me, but I thought, man, what am I going to do here? So I just decided to do. I had a little note in front of me that said, like, this kind of beat, that kind of beat, and just did, you know, what I thought would be an album's worth. And then I didn't give anybody any instructions. I just said, let you guys do what you do. And I'm so glad because not a single one of these things sounds the way I thought it would. That's beautiful.
I was going to ask you, what was your reaction? I mean, you sent me the tracks. Not too long after, I sent you that bass because the way I did it, I didn't really like pour over this. I pretended you were actually in my pad here playing the drums live, and I'm reacting to you in real time. So I'm wondering about your reaction when you heard.
Oh, we were sitting. I had the pleasure of hearing it with Benji, and we just looked at each other, and I'm like, wow. You know, I said, he got that from my little dinky drum beat. You know, I said, that just blows my mind. I said, I inspired him to play that. I said, you know, some days I really am glad I started playing music. It's just one of them.
You understand, right, that no way I would have pulled them bass parts out of my ass, you know. They came directly from interacting with those drum songs, you know, stories, fucking voice. Yeah. That's what was Watt was. I was trying. I remember I had to do this interview on a sports radio. You know, the station here does the Dodgers and shit. So, hey, what are you trying to do with the bass, Watt? So I knew I couldn't get too sophisticated with the muso thing. So I said, well, I'm just. Closest note to me is the kick drum. So I'm trying to dance with the kick drum.
Makes sense.
Okay. Good.
I'm trying to imagine you dancing with the kick drum.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do with the bass.
That's an interesting vision right now, Mike. I don't know if you'd like my version of it in my head, but, you know, okay. I will get it copywritten, so you can change it anytime you want to.
Okay. Well, at least maybe I don't get banished from Eden, because that's what we're going to hear next.
You say I'm too Christian for the Christmas show. You say I'm too Jesus-like for the church. but not Christian enough according to my peers. I'm not judgmental enough to be part of your church. Too much love thy neighbor, not enough eye for an eye. I try to remind you that Jesus died for everyone's sins, but you expect others to be Christians before they even visit the church. They are unwelcome here, and so am I. Thank you.
halls infested with trickery. The candle lights the rot. We repeat elementary. The school had many terms, grouped and disputed. Kids help a lot to save or to ruin, to force an epiphany that the snapping of the fingers, solitude will cease to be. Welcome home, Charlie. To find a path.
I'm trying not to fucking blow it. 21 years and 10 months of doing this, I still blow clamps. So a little of that kind of talk helps me focus. People, that chunk of music started with Clank Quartet off the new album, Banished from Eden / Christian Without a Church. Then we had Laszlo and the Hidden Strength with Teen Drums. What an optimistic song title, Teen Drums. I love it.
I like that.
Samuel Lockhart out of Iowa City with Insubordination. Shit in the Midnight Mexican Highway. This is another band from Japan with Wonder. That's a title. Death Tape Super Bass out of Chicago with Hex This Mess. Finally, Spirit of Hamlet. Sardine Dollars. Now, these ones that Benji sang, that's kind of where their titles came from, because he used them in the words. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he said Sardine Money, doesn't he?
Yeah. What did I say?
Yeah, it's funny. It's Sardine Dollars. I like that.
Because it's a dollar sign.
I'm sure he's laughing.
You know what he said? It's written with a dollar sign, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So,
yes.
So I get away with it. Maybe I get a little slack cut because of that.
Yeah, we like you. It's okay, man. You can stay in the band.
Okay, thank you. And
you can even ride in the front seat, man. It's okay.
Oh, whoa.
Top bunk.
Whoa. Okay. Shotgun. Look,
there you go.
He kind of gave some explanations, like Stryker Richie was thinking of a young kid, he told me, skateboarded. Man, when I hear, that's what's trippy about songs, right? You don't know.
Yeah.
And they kind of even leave the songwriter. They're like children, right? They leave. They become their own things. So you tell me about the first track we put, Banished from Eden, Christian Without a Church.
Yeah. Wow. I'm not going to give names here because it's null and void. Several years back, I was supposed to play a show at a place in Eden, North Carolina. Yes, it's named Eden. How appropriate. I should point out my family, most of my original family base actually comes from that general area. It's a good ways away from where I was in Candor, but I won't give you the lowdown on all that. But anyway, to an extent, it would have been kind of a homecoming sort of show. But it was going to be at a coffee house kind of setting and everything. And, you know, everything was supposed to have been set the way it was, you know, everything seemed to be going right as far as the hype and everything surrounding it. I get a call about 3 days before it's supposed to happen. And the owner of the place is getting cold feet and wants me to take this out of the show, take that out of the show. And I very nicely explained to him. I said, no, I can't do this. That's not like leaving songs out or something like that with what I do. Leaving certain parts of the show, it's kind of like just taking random cuts out of a movie or whatever without any explanation. You watch the movie and you go, what's this? You know,
right.
So, I mean, after talking with him, I just decided, you know, it's probably best that we don't do it. I was part of a larger bill with several other acts. I just said, you know, I'll just let them perform. And I called the person, the main promoter behind the whole event, and let him know what was going on. Well, I posted on Facebook what I decided to do, and I went to bed. I got up the next morning, and my Facebook page was I couldn't believe how many messages and comments and things like that. And let's not even begin to talk about the messages that their Facebook page had gotten and the event page had gotten. And you get the idea. Folks were not
happy.
Sounds
like a shitstorm.
Not just local people. I mean, there were people from all over the world. And I say all over the world, Australia, couple from Scotland. I don't know who those people were. I did know the person from Australia. Anyway, basically they were like, you know, why are you censoring him? It's, you know, it was supposed to be a Christmas show.
Yeah.
But they censor the Christian artist at the Christmas show. So that, of course, went down like a, you get the idea. Basically, the rest of the acts on the bill said, look, if he's not playing, we're not either. So the whole thing wound up not happening at all. Now, with all that, even, hey, even my mom got into this. Oh, my mom's going to hear this and probably start laughing, but she wrote an open letter on her Facebook page. And I said, uh-oh, mom's angry. You know, she pretty much, she said, I almost wrote something to the Eden Daily News. I'm like, Mom, no, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. But let's just say she pretty much let the world know how she felt. And I love my parents. I love them to death. And I know that they support what I do. And if I had, basically, if I'd said, Mom, seek them, that'd have been the end of that right there. You know, she would, that's about the way it would have gone.
Well,
but, you
I know, tell
after
you this.
All this, about a week after this, the owner of this club calls me again and has the audacity to tell me to stop fanning the flames. I said, with all due respect, I'm not fanning any flames. I didn't know there were any flames. He claimed to me that his wife had to buy a gun and has to keep it in her possession while she's walking from the place of business to her car at night. And I'm thinking, I know where this place is. There's not that kind of danger element there. You got to be kidding me. And I'm just like, I can't even believe I'm having this conversation. A couple of weeks later, they closed the place down.
Wow.
I'm like, you know, I mean, this was just, I'm like, this, you can't even write material that's better than this. My dad laughed. He says, I told him, I said, I'm exhausted. He says, I should say so. He says, it sounds like you did all this work and all you did was stay at home. I said, I know. I said, I feel like I should be sweating bullets and all I did was just, you know, type.
Well,
you know?
I tell you,
let's do it. Type and call. It was crazy.
At the end of the day, you know, though, you did get a song out of it, though.
Well, I got a song title, if nothing else. But yeah, and I just decided originally I was going to do something mentioning the place and all that, and I'm like, wait a minute. No, let's not do that. Let's not
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go so far and leave the rest, you know.
What they call that, the high road, right? You take the high road.
Yes, I try to take the high road, and believe me, that happened several years ago, so I'm trying to take an even higher road because if I'd done this right after the event – there's no telling what it would have been like. So I decided to wait and not say anything about it. But some other issues that have gone down between me and some of my fellow, well, we're not really going to church right now, which is part of the reason that title's in there. So I kind of combined all that. It's kind of,
you know, I'll tell you happy
part A, part B.
I'll tell you happy connect about Eden. That's the name of Steve Perkins' son.
Yeah,
there's always good and bad.
Very good.
When it comes to human beings, a lot of good and bad, right? Look, we're at the end of the second hour, September, March 13, 2023 edition. Juan Peters, a special guest, Scotty Irvin. Hold tight, 5-3. March 13, 2023, third hour, Juan Peters Show.
cemetery. Positions just like Plastic Mary of that famous song, The Queen, also seen by Susie. But being Jewish, you know, in movies, Susie things cost. Can I figure Mary from the cavalry cemetery? And cross country, another place. A brown haired man from his place on the floor. In times his head is fit to speak to the lady who was his wife. Time there were three policemen's motorcycle shots, one in Long Beach, one in Bayshore, one on Queens Boulevard. In the shop, in policemen's motorcycle shop, 1600 Super Hawks sat waiting to be bought by the boys who drive them off to El Patio. Cars bikes to promise. Methodical satisfaction for the boys on the bikes. But along came your new Suzuki's and old Indians, and those hogs just sat waiting to be bought. And old man Fleischman closed up a shop on Queens Boulevard. And cross country, another place. Brown-haired man from his place on the floor. In fact, his head is fit to speak to the lady who was his wife. So early one summer, early one day, we drove off to Queens Boulevard. Clean a heaven, boys and their pipes. Old man Fleischman on the cemetery. Off to El Patio in a little open car to paint the Queen of the Foe. She did 16 guys in 2 hours, each one many times. Did a real queen as she was. And cross country. Another place. Brown-haired man from his place on the floor. His plan was that is if to speak to the lady who runs his wife.
Watford Pedro Show. Start off the third hour. Klein Quartet off the new album, Sufficient Grace. Sounds based on December 22nd, MRI. Very heavy, people. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Then we had Soft White Underbelly. This was Blue Oyster Cult before they were called that. And they made a demo for Elektra. And Elektra said, no, no bueno. Keep going. Vamanos. So Queens Boulevard. They're a different singer, different bass player, but Buck Dharma was there and Al Lanier, Al Bouchard. Then we had Spirit of Hamlet. New Eyes for Red King, which had, I was enlightened to this title. It was mysterious to me, but it has something to do with Ultraman. You know, there's different Ultraman.
Yes, correct.
In fact,
the original Ultraman program, there's a monster that was on there called Red King.
Right.
The short end of the story, basically, one episode it appears, and, you know, it has, like, kind of black, almost sapphire eyes. Well, a couple of episodes later, it's back, and it has different eyes. So, new eyes for Red King.
Right. And that's another one of the instrumentals from Spirit of Hamlet. So, like, the title holds sway there, people. Scotty, are you in Greensboro?
I am actually in a little town called Stokesdale, North Carolina.
That's right.
I mentioned Eden. I'm actually kind of between Eden and Greensboro. It's about, I'd say, maybe 30 miles either way. I may be wrong about the exact mileage, but it's something like that. We're probably closer to Greensboro. I have a day job in Greensboro. So.
Okay, Pedro to Hollywood's 30 miles. So that's all we talked about. Yeah, that's a couple Hollywoods away. We would use shorthand like that. So
there you go.
I say that because the next tune, Professor Eugene Chadbourne, he's Greensboro, and Red Mist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Psychobilly, Electric Rake, now he's doing improv guitar. There's some music there from Anti-Strawberry after that with Fields. This has got Brian Day, a cat who made me a string exciter that will work on bass. Those Ebos, they're made for guitar people. And then finally, Spirit of Hamlet, and this was the first video for the album, Float.
And
if you see the video on YouTube.com, people, some of it's from the trip. I was on tour 2014 on Sonia de Manayo, and we stopped in Hamlet to see where. So I've seen this plaque for years driving on that road, through, you know, main thing through town. It's a smaller town. And I knew he wasn't, well, I was just guessing. He wasn't born on the side of the road. So this time I parked the boat, and I go look. A couple blocks off, sure enough, there's a building with a plaque. And that cat had a mechanic garage right there, and he actually had keys to the Coltrane room in this building, you know, where they celebrate his life and stuff. And we got to look in there. So you'll see photographs of that. But also, Benji was making a trip to the Outer Banks, North Carolina. And on the way, he stopped in Hamlet. But it ends up there on the water there. He draws float in the beach and stuff like that. So that is, I love the way that record, just the way it developed, man. And it got its own voice, everything.
I couldn't agree more, and I don't know. I guess it's easy to say this. It was meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was just meant to be.
And what about the incident, December 2022? You want to tell the listeners?
I can tell the listeners, and it's not nearly. When we first booked this time slot for your show, I didn't know what I'd be telling the listeners, but it's not nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. The MRI revealed that I have low-level, non-life-threatening prostate cancer. Some people hear the word cancer and immediately go into just an unnatural fit. Don't go apoplectic on me, folks. Believe me, I know. The word cancer is serious. Of course it is. But the thing is,
my uncle
this
used to call
runs
it,
in my family.
Yeah, so, it's my family too. My uncle used to call it the big casino.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, this is the most common cancer in men, not just in my age group, but men all over the world.
That's right.
You know, and see, the thing is, another thing, my dad, of course, like I said, it was in my family. My dad had it, and he had it much worse than I do. And he was able to kick it. And I've been going, excuse me, to a urologist for the past several years because of this. So believe me, when they caught it, this could not be any lower level than it is. The only way it could be any lower level is if it didn't exist. So, you know,
right.
There's nothing else, you know.
But like, what's trippy, though, like the last tune we played from the new album, Clang Quartet, Situation provided you material.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, they wouldn't let me bring anything to record in that room. I said, I want to get this thing on, you know, I want to record this. They wouldn't let my wife come in there. And I thought, I've heard different things from different people about MRIs before that. And I said, well, I'll just try to remember what it sounds like and see if I can come up with something. That was one seriously tripping experience. Let me tell you, and I've heard people say, you know, they have much worse experiences. Mine, I was not all the way inside the machine. I was up to my chin almost.
Okay.
But, man, this thing made all kinds of different noises, and I'm like, yeah, we're going to find a way to get that on there somehow. So I came home and tried to remember as much as I could, and I know two people who've had MRIs who've heard it, and they said, that's pretty darn close. That's the closest I want to get without having to get another one.
And you chose it as album's closer.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Just basically, it's a way of me saying, you know, this is something that came. I didn't even have a closing track until this happened. And I thought, well, I can ignore it, which I'm not going to do. It's sort of a way of saying, if I don't acknowledge this, in a way, I'm almost saying I don't have faith.
Yeah.
And I most certainly do have faith. I am far, far, far away from panicking about this. What happens is out of my control no matter what happens. Yes, I can go to the doctor. Yes, I can do, you know, certain things. But I don't mean to go to church on you here, but this is in God's hands. It's not in Scotty's hands. It's not in my hands, and it's never going to be in my hands. I firmly believe whatever happens is in the hands of God, period. When Jesus is ready for me to come upstairs, so to speak, my room is not ready yet, apparently. All that will take place when it is time to. Until then, I still got things to do down here on planet Earth, which is apparently make racket and talk to Mike Watt. So
and also,
we can do that. So, you know, like I said, I'm not going to worry about something that I don't need to worry about. There's people who have far worse things to worry about than what I'm going through, and they persevere. Guess what, folks? I'm going to do the same thing. I don't have any choice. I can either sit in the corner and mope about it, or I can do something productive. I hate moping.
Yeah.
Absolutely detest it.
That's a good connect. Good connect. And, Pillow Song. Let's play it.
Thank you. and I really don't care.
Thank you.
It's a war, it's the fight of a mad desire. Tie me to the bed and leave, I never know just how or what you're thinking. Just be on the flesh of youth.
Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Chunk started off with Pillow Song from Spirit of Hamlet. We said Hamlet, right? That's the town John Coltrane was born in. He only lived there a few months. His daddy died when he was young, and they moved to High Point after that. And then when he graduated high school, he moved to Philly, and that's where we know him.
Well, exactly. My wife's from High Point, by the way.
Is that right? Okay. They built a lot of furniture there, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I found something with you and Makoto Kawabata and Atsushi Tsuyama.
Yeah.
This was live. I don't know how long ago, but in
it
Japan.
Was probably from the 2013 tour. Yeah.
Okay, 10 years ago. Then we had Brian Sweeney with the good news, which we know is that's what a gospel means, right? People in Greek. And then finally, Spirit of Hamlet. Now, this is one of your titles, too. My cold cereal is getting soggy.
I hope Charles Schultz didn't roll over in his grave when I borrowed that, but that was actually from a Peanuts little, I think it was maybe four panels. But the short form is Charlie Brown or Linus. I can't remember. One of them gets a phone call from the other one. And is looking at the phone, looking in the back after he's already poured the milk on the cereal. And finally, out of disgust, just yells, "My cold cereal is getting soggy." And the last frame has the recipient of the phone call looking like, huh? I just love that, you know.
Okay, what's next for Clang Quartet?
Well, I just finished up something that would probably fall under the heading of my first video shoot, not counting the YouTube stuff that's not really a video shoot, but it is for the abortion card. The release date for this full length, which is going to be called, look at me. I'm sitting over here reading the wrong notes. It's on two labels, by the way. I wanted to say this. One is No Rent, and the other one is Strange Mono. The name of it is Slow Death, A Slow Death for the Peacemaker. Some of the proceeds, most of the proceeds for the digital version are actually going to be going to a food service company that helps out with people that, you know, who are in need in a good portion of North Carolina, and it's called Second Harvest. It's a great organization. We wanted to do something to help them, and we were talking about helping a charity, and I said, that's the charity I want to help right there. You know, got to feed these people, so I wanted to do that. Anyway, that video is probably going to be released sometime later on. The album itself is scheduled for an April 11th. Release date. And there's some other Clang Quartet stuff I've recorded, but no release date scheduled on that, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut until we do something about that.
So actually, Spirit of Hamlet record's going to beat the Clang Quartet record.
Yes, it is. I'm kind of glad. Man, if both these things came out at the same time, I'm busy enough now.
Yeah, absolutely. Woo-hoo! But let's tell the people when the Spirit of Hamlet record's coming out.
That would be March, is it the 17th?
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, the vinyl is not green, but it is colored.
That's right, people. And it's on what, broken tapes?
Yes, broken tapes. That would be a broken sound tapes.
Broken
sorry.
Sound tapes. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Dan. Sorry, Mike.
Michael
sorry
Wood. Michael Wood. Good cat, man. He's exactly. He got behind yeah. us yeah. right away, right? Solid cat.
Exactly.
Yeah, solid yeah. cat. And there's some plans for chapter two.
Yes. I haven't been able to get into the studio. I was going to get in there, and this is actually going to be something I have to go to Benji's for. I can record drums with this digital thing, but probably for the Spirit of Hamlet stuff, I would just go straight to Benji's because it's going to wind up needing to be utilized. You know, he'll need to have it where he can, you know, add it, his parts and everything. And hey, it's easier just to do it in the studio. Okay. Anyway, long story short, I was supposed to be in there a few weeks ago and there was, we got our schedules mixed up. Anyway, I will be recording some drums sometime. And I'll try not to repeat myself too much, but at the same time, I still want it to be the same kind of thing that we did before where it was just something fun, you know, something
absolutely.
Fun that we can all enjoy, that we can all benefit from, we can all contribute to. So I don't want this to turn into something where one person says, you have to do this. No, I don't ever want that to be the case with this. I want all four of us to be in control, all of us, yep. period. Hey, I'm in charge of Clan Quartet. There's nobody else there. This is something altogether different. It's four people, and I want four people to contribute, period.
The thing is, when you got more than one person, somebody's got to go first. And
yeah.
I like the way chapter one was with you going first, so let's try it again.
Okay, and hey, if it comes down to it, one of you can record something to a click track, and I could add drums later. We can, if you guys want to try it.
I've done buttloads of that. I could bring it if you want me to. No problem.
Hey, I'll give it a shot. Sure.
But I was just so inspired by what you brought me.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Believe me, after hearing what you said, I was so inspired after hearing what you played against mine. I'm like, wow, I'm glad I did what I did. I don't know how I did it. I just did it. I'm just grateful I did.
Well, I'll tell you, Scotty, us in the rhythm section, the drums and the bass, when it comes to composition, we've been given a little side mouse trip, you know? So it's kind of interesting to see kind of reversing the old standard way of doing things.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. I can't wait. And of course, come back on. And any time you want to bring some Clan Quartet, of course, I want to play too because I love it.
And, well, I do appreciate that,
thanks
man.
So
thank
much
you
for
so
taking,
much.
Yeah, taking time. This month, people, look for the Spirit of Hamlet album. Next month, look for the Clan Quartet album. No gigs for Scotty for a little bit, but who knows, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Never say never, but in the meantime, that. Keep your ears peeled.
That's right. You get the audio, the word, the man with the beat in his hand.
There you
and
go.
And words. Right? Two
there
albums now. Maybe this next will have words, too. Yeah.
Yep. We'll find okay. out.
Yep,
we'll
yep,
see
yep.
what inspires me.
Yep. I'm into it. I can't wait. People, it's been March 13, 2023 edition. WAP Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.